Welcome to Theology Simply Profound, a podcast of Reformed Forum. This is episode 303. Well, welcome back to another episode of Theology Simply Profound. My name is Bob Tarullo. I serve as pastor of Westminster Orthodox Presbyterian Church, located in Countryside, Illinois. And with me, Rob McKenzie. Rob is right here in front of me, staring at me directly, wondering what in the world I'm doing. So Rob is an elder. He serves with me at Westminster. And he just decided to show up and walk the gauntlet again. How's it going, Rob?
I did, and I barely survived, actually. You were up there. You saw.
Oh, yeah. She attacked you.
She did.
Absolutely. She did. She went right after you.
The beast, I mean, it again, it's incredible. She's like, she has no backbone because her body just acts like a snake. She's like a slinky.
She's a whip. Back and forth.
A really large slinky dog. And yes, you saw her. She went after me and almost wrestled me to the ground. I almost lost my arm.
Yep. And she has just recently learned how to loose her chains. So the bonds of chains that we use her to hold on to her when we are trying to walk her, she just recently learned how to shake a little bit, and those things just fall right off.
Has she been gnawing keys out of the bones of the victims? Is that what she's been doing? Just trying every now and then some sort of key.
Yeah, my poor Tippy gets all this bad mileage. Yeah, anyone wants to come visit Westminster sometime and have lunch at our house, you'll get to meet Tippy and you'll see how sweet she is.
Yes.
Yep. You'll see how she is really like the slinky dog from Toy Story. She can just, you know, whip her tail back and forth so much.
That's true. Knock over trees.
Yeah.
Send children flying into other yards.
I didn't go back and look, but I think it's been since like episode 150 or something since we've recorded face to face.
Has it? No. I've been here since then.
I don't know. It's been a long, long time.
I remember. Well, I don't know. Maybe. Boy.
But like I said, I didn't look, so I'm just guessing. But it's been a long time. It's good to see you in front of me.
I do like this. It's much better. But, you know, I decided to slum it today.
He's not at his palatial estate, I can tell you that.
Well, my palatial estate is being taken over.
Yes, tis the season.
By in-laws.
Tis the season to be taken over by in-laws, right?
And yeah, they're all coming to invade my house.
We're going to be an invader like that. So we're going to be the in-laws invading. Right. Or at least I'll be the in-law. My wife will be not the in-law.
Right. Yeah, that's how that works.
Yes, we're invading Texas.
All
of Texas, yeah. Where are you getting invaded by? From?
Well, let's see. My oldest parents are coming from Missouri, just outside Joplin.
So they're bringing misery with them.
They are. And my mom and stepdad live which is by Dollywood is where they live. They live in a place called Sevierville, which is like Pigeon Forge, Gatlinburg.
Misery and Sevierville is coming to town.
Severe misery. That's my Christmas.
That's almost comical right there.
it would be if it wasn't true. They're coming. So we're going to have a very family Christmas. And, you know, we're going to have a couple different events going on. Nothing, you know, family dinners and stuff like that. We'll be doing that. Because today we're supposed to be moving on with, we're supposed to be talking about justification. But a listener actually talked to me.
And oh, really?
Said, yes.
Oh, they put
and
you straight.
Their children no are wondering when.
Who lets their children listen to this?
Well, they know, but they wait. Children, thousands of children all across this country wait by the tree, just waiting to hear theology for Christmas.
I got to get in here. Right. Listen, if there are any wonderful children out there listening to this broadcast of A Very Merry Christmas from Theology Simply Profound, the special edition, annual edition, Christmas special, write to Reformed Forum by going to mail@reformforum.org and telling us.
And make sure
I want to get I want to get one email from every kid. Even if you're like five kids in one family, I want one email from all of you, because from each of you, that is. I just want to know how many children are listening to this broadcast of, it would really tickle me pink or red and green in this season of the year. Wow.
The father actually said, yes. He's like, when's the Christmas? Where's the Christmas episode?
Yeah. Where
kids
where
can't open the presents until they hear the Christmas episode.
We were going to skip over the Christmas special.
We weren't. We just.
For justification.
Well, we weren't planning. We just had forgotten.
We forgot.
Because we are so busy.
So inept or busy.
It's been pretty busy.
It's been a busy season, dear friends, for both of us in various ways. Family, work, health, all the above. Lots of different things going on in life that have distracted us from the very, very merry special Christmas program, whatever we do.
Very messy Christmas.
Very messy Christmas.
Very messy Christmas, all. Yeah, I don't know. This Christmas season for the country, it hasn't felt as Christmassy this year.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm not sure why. Maybe.
I know. For me, it's
economy or something.
Well, the economy. I mean, you know, the economist marketplace. You know, NPR. They tell me that we're doing all right economically.
Really?
They do. They say we're out. You know, we're doing okay.
No,
but
they're lying to you.
I think everyone feels like the economy is not doing great. Yeah. So,
I mean, those who have told you that we're doing well are completely right, except for, you know, reality. But,
inflation's gone down, but the inflation's still there. So it just means it's still going up.
It's gone down since last month.
Well, from 9% to 3% or something like that. But we still feel that, right? I mean, that's still inflation.
Yeah, I think we're going to turn this into an NPR show. I think those numbers might be a bit skewed.
I'm just telling you what I have read. I mean, I don't know how to calculate this stuff. I'm only able to communicate what I hear. But anyhow, for me,
it's the Christmas episode.
I know we're like the Grinch who stole Christmas. I think I was the Grinch who stole Christmas last year. My goodness, sorry, kids. But I just I listened to that song, The Grinch Who Stole Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a really great song.
It's a fun song. Yeah,
and it popped up on my Pandora traditional Christmas playlist from Pandora, and that guy's voice is so deep. And the little ditty the rhymes that are made to describe the Grinch is just so wonderful. They're so funny. Anyway, go listen to the original one, kids. Now that I think the kids are listening, I'm just like addressing everything to the kids. For me, though, it's the lack of cold weather. I mean, the lack of snowy cold weather.
Yeah.
We've been in the 40s, sometimes the 50s.
True.
And that just makes me feel like it's just still the fall.
Did you have a dusting of snow down here?
We had a flurry of snow. Nothing landed at all. So,
okay.
Yeah.
We had a little bit of dusting.
It
didn't last long, but
That helps, right? I mean, it really helps to see the snow come down and, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, all that kind of stuff happens. So, I mean, for Christmas, as I've said in the past, probably it's a very nostalgic sort of Americana Christmas as we celebrate it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we also take the opportunity to think of the birth of our Savior and the incarnation, the word becoming flesh. And but by way of the celebration, it's very, you know, Christmassy, Americana, you know, kind of stuff. I'm dreaming of white Christmas, as I said, you know, silver bells, all those kind of. Oh, Holy Night is a great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song. But as you just learned and found out for the first time, it is not in either of our hymnals.
I just don't understand this.
You're supposed to know all the hymns in our hymnal, Rob, you know.
I'm sure Alan Strange is listening to this podcast. So I'd like to ask him why that's not.
You can certainly ask him.
I will.
Yeah,
when I see him next.
But it is one of my favorites. A Holy Night, the way it's sung. I love fall on your knees, the whole worshiping the newborn king. And we did sing it at our Christmas party, our annual Christmas party at Westminster. But we have a handout for that. And we have a few others that aren't in our hymnal that get sung during that time.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what's going on.
I tried to have the church sing that this Sunday, and I was told no.
I know. Rob is. I'm going on vacation. As I said, I'm invading Texas, going to Granbury, Texas, south of Fort Worth area.
Okay.
Yeah, Granbury. It's 45 minutes south of Fort Worth.
Okay.
So we'll be worshiping, Lord willing, if travel plans go according to plan, at the OPC in Fort Worth. Todd Wagonmaker is the pastor there. So shout out to Todd if he listens. I don't know if he listens. or anyone who from that congregation who might be a listener. No idea.
Yeah, tell Todd. We said hi.
Yeah, we'll be there. Todd's been from up in this area, mm-hmm. So he's been up here before. And so we'll be going there and invading Granbury for a week or so. And during that time, Rob will be exhorting at Westminster. So I'll be exhorting this Sunday and Christmas Eve, as we sometimes call it, and New Year's Eve the following Sunday. So if you're in the neighborhood, you'll get to hear Rob exhort. I think Matthew, is it Matthew or Micah? Or Matthew or Micah? Which one?
It's Matthew.
Matthew, okay. Matthew, yeah. One of the M's. I knew it was one of the M's right. That well, you're McKenzie. Exhorting from.
The Book of Mackenzie.
Don't even say that. The Book of Mackenzie. Blasphemy. Right. You shouldn't add, Rob, shouldn't add to the books, to the Bible at all. I'm like trying to find the holy water now.
Right. Well, I mean, it's, yeah, so, right, that's the morning, so I'll be, mm-hmm. I'll be then, and then later on that evening, I have to take all the gifts from Whoville. So.
Yeah. So you're going to exhort in the morning, and then you're going to become the Grinch who stole Christmas.
That's how it works.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So are we – this is our annual Christmas special.
This is our annual Christmas special.
And what are we – Well, I thought today we have not prepped at all for this. I haven't at least.
We did some prepping. but I thought we would talk about – because we've talked about food that we like, that we've eaten before. We've talked about that before, traditional foods. Mm-hmm. But I thought we'd talk about foods that I have no idea why in the world people eat them, and they eat them at Christmas. It's like this is the Christmas time, and which another subject is the idea that we can say stuff and we can do stuff at Christmas that we wouldn't do or say other times of the year, but we can say it and do it because we say, well, it's Christmas, you know, like
okay,
like I can eat a whole apple pie. Because it's Christmas.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, kids, you're listening. You can stay up as late as you want. Why?
On Christmas Eve?
Anytime around Christmas.
Santa won't come then.
Because it's Christmas. That's just, it's like some sort of strange built-in, it's like gravity or you know, centrifugal force. It's just one of those laws of nature
mm-hmm.
that comes out at Christmas time. Because it's Christmas, you get to do all these things.
Well, really?
Kiss random people if you're underneath
a mistletoe? Sort of
twig. Yes.
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying.
Why? Why do you get to do that? Because it's Christmas. If you try to do that in May, you get slapped. But you do that now because it's Christmas. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, okay. Oh, yeah.
You can sit on men's laps that you don't know.
Random stranger
lap. And
right. And they'll be like, what are you doing? Oh, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. Okay. People can stand out with bells and
take money.
And take money from you. And right. And now they take credit card too. So
don't say that.
I believe they did. I was listening to a program and they said that. Yes, we are all service. We have the strips in case you have no cash or change.
Please tell me, is the credit card slip in Santa's beard? Because I mean people would be lining up to do that, you know, making a little cha-ching sound. Yeah,
I have no idea. I have yet to see one, so I cannot confirm that what I heard on the radio or a podcast is accurate. But that's what I did hear. So
here's a traditional just throwing some stuff out. England, you know, I love England. I'm a very
you're an Anglophile.
I really enjoy a lot of British. you know, the language, which is almost like ours.
Yeah, they just need to get a better accent.
That's right. And but they eat Christmas pudding, which I mean, Christmas pudding sounds fantastic, doesn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it's got the word Christmas, and it's got the word pudding.
Yes.
Right in it.
Yes.
It sounds fantastic, but no, it started out as a porridge.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's filled with fruits and oats and nuts and suet.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. That's not appetizing. Barely any of that is appetizing on their own. But I mean, you know, and that's the thing. So if you watch the British baking show, okay. It's whenever they say, okay, we're going to make a dessert. We're going to make a cake. We're going to make a chocolate cake. Oh, fantastic. And all of a sudden they're putting like rutabagas in there and, and they're chopping.
Do you know what suet's made of?
I kind of do, but why don't you tell me? Because I'm going to get it wrong if I say.
Raw beef or mutton fat.
Yeah, okay. Right, but it's a certain type of the fat. It's like... It's like the crust of the fat.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
I believe so. I believe it's really chewy.
Well, do you have more on figgy pudding? Because it's also called figgy pudding, right?
Yes.
So what made me really start laughing is that this is traditional in my family.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, well, my extended family, which is English and Scottish, and Russian. But so on my wife's side, when we lived in Connecticut, we would visit with her family for Christmas Eve, and her aunts and uncles. Which great people really enjoyed our dinners with them on Christmas Eve. They were very, very laid out, very nice table. Mm-hmm. And we have had nice kind of like a filet mignon kind of dinner. Right.
Okay.
And then dessert
would
be led off with a figgy pudding and it would come in flambéed.
Yeah. I was going to say, it usually does. So with the brandy.
Brandy on top and lit on fire.
Yeah.
And because we moved to the Midwest, we have not been able to make those dinners in years. Well, 10 years. I mean, 11 years.
I know Chicago burned down a while back, but.
No, we've not been able to get there to Connecticut. That's what I mean.
We haven't been able to
get to Connecticut to be with them for this.
Okay.
So a few years ago, I got nostalgic and I was like, I can't do the other things they did. I want figgy pudding. Okay. I want to try this.
All right.
I want to try this at home.
Okay.
And so it's the other aspect of it is it's steamed. So, you know, you can buy it online.
That's right.
You can
it just gets better and better.
You can buy it at Amazon, right? And they'll send it to you. It's a little cake like thing, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you put it in a dish with some water, and you put it in the oven, you steam it for a certain period of time. And then when it's done, you can pour some wonderful you put brandy into a ladle and then light the ladle and it's on fire now and then you pour it over and then it comes down and the whole thing is lit up. It's nice. Beautiful, smells wonderful. No, brandy's wonderful, right?
It does look beautiful, I've seen, yeah.
And then you serve it warm because now the brandy has warmed it all up. I mean, it also got steamed, so that warms it, but then the brandy even makes it more warm. And wonderful. And then you cut into it and enjoy it. I am probably the only one who likes it in the family. This Italian guy who does have about half English or, you know, a mutt of English and other stuff.
Okay.
But it's very rich. It is very rich tasting. It is sweet and rich. And we can all only really have just a little taste of it because it's so rich. But we'd only get a small amount. So anyway, you probably didn't want or even know that you were going to go on and I was going to go on and on about that. But figgy pudding, I just literally ordered it today.
Oh my goodness.
To have it go to my in-laws in Texas so that I can have it in Texas.
And you're going
to
set it on fire.
And I'm going to set it on fire. Yep. I am. And I'm looking forward to it. It's a once a year treat and it's not expensive. And it's figgy pudding. Come on. Right. Figgy pudding. I mean, when else, what time of year can you eat something that's called figgy? Figgy pudding.
I'm thinking no time.
And you're like, I never will.
No, I will not. But you mentioned Russia.
Yes.
I know
I have not had any traditional dishes from Russia.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. My wife has a strong Russian history, mm-hmm. Back into the Tsar, actually. So
in Russia for Christmas, the traditional thing is called, I'm going to butcher this, but I'm going to still do it. It's Selyoka Pod Shuboy. No idea how that's pronounced.
Okay.
But it's translated to herring under a fur coat. which I love, I gotta tell you, I love the name.
I was definitely expecting some type of salted fish.
Okay.
Which is right.
Yeah.
But under the fur coat threw me. That got my laughter. Okay. Under a fur coat.
Herring under a fur coat would be a fantastic name for a pub. I'm just saying. If there's anybody,
I thought you were
going
to say like fantastic name of a band. I'm going to go see the Herrings with the fur coats on.
It would work for that too. It would work for that too. But I could just see, you know, going into this British pub called Herring Under a Fur Coat, even though it's obviously a Russian dish. So what this has is a diced pickled herring that's layered under diced potato, carrots, beetroot, onions, mayonnaise, and topped with boiled eggs. Yeah, no, I'm giving that one a pass as well.
I'd try it. Because I like pickled stuff. But, I mean, when you're getting up there into the
pickled herring,
into the Scandinavian countries and then into Russia and Poland, and, you know, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, you're definitely going to get a lot of pickled things for your Christmas events. Like if you found something, I was looking for something from Finland because I know Finland's got to have something. So here we go.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try. Well, I'll try it. The name Lantulaatikko. Not even going to be able to pronounce it. This is, for Christmas Eve, it's roast ham, smoked fish, and pickled beetroot salad. That takes center stage, it says. Just as important are the vegetable casseroles that accompany the meat, such as it's a spiced Swede bake. The Swede is first boiled and mashed. I don't know what Swede is. Then combined with double cream, breadcrumbs, nutmeg, and treacle. You know treacle? I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
And treacle before baking for a golden crisp finish. Save some buttered breadcrumbs to sprinkle on top before cooking. What's treacle? I don't know treacle.
It's really sweet.
Oh, okay.
It's yeah.
So that sounds like more like a salad of some sort. I was expecting something more weird. All right, go ahead.
Okay, yes. Well, because you're talking about Scandinavia.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I did one of those genealogy things years back. Mm-hmm. And you know, I'm mostly Scottish. I knew that. And my family history is mostly Scottish, or my DNA thing that came back was mostly Scottish, but I'm looking at it and it says I was 8% Norwegian.
Oh,
and I was like,
well, that explains it.
I was like, how in the world did that happen? And which is funny because see, Melody has some Scottish on her side, but she's a lot of Norwegian. And so I always would talk about how her ancestors used to come in their Viking ships and, you know, play havoc with my ancestors.
Uh-huh.
How upset I still was over it, and then I come to find
it's
out
your ancestors too.
and then the way I found out is I talked to my mom and I'm like, what's the deal? And she said, oh yeah, my grandmother was from Norway, and I said, what?
Not
my
go.
Her grandma. It was her grandmother.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, I'm like, so now I have to, you know, I'm like Scottish, but I can't make fun of the Norwegians now for some reason. This 8% stuff. But here is the traditional Norway dish. This is, and I don't care about butchering the name. It's smalahove, maybe.
Okay.
It could be. I'm not. They can write in angrily and tell me how wrong I am. But what that is, it's made from a sheep's head served with potatoes and rutabaga. And of course, you know, the traditional Scottish dish, you know, just as a Scottish dish, but yes. Which is served actually on Burns Night in January, is haggis.
Yes.
Which is like...
So just put those two together. You got a head and a stomach.
You got a whole sheep.
So you must have like found a website with all the worst or challenging things.
I don't think so. I think it's just traditional. They're looking at the traditional.
Because I did. I got 15 dishes from around the world from National Geographic, and most of mine are sounding pretty good. So mine from the one I got from Norway. Uh-huh. Okay, it's pinekjot.
Okay.
All right, and this sounds really good to me. The streets fill with the meaty smokiness of wood-fired lamb ribs.
Oh, okay. All right, ribs. Yeah, go with that.
Pinekjot is first fried, cured, and smoked, and then cooked slowly over birch wood until the meat is juicy and tender.
Okay.
The most traditional accompaniments that go with it are Sweden carrot mash and a sweet lingonberry jam.
Okay.
So that actually sounds very good. I wouldn't mind trying that one.
Yeah, I'd try the ribs. Absolutely.
Never had lamb ribs before, but it does sound yummy.
No, I'm sure those would be good. In South Africa, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do have all these weird dishes, but these are supposed to be traditional. They eat mopani worms.
Oh.
Which are, they're Balaena moth worms. Larva,
interesting.
Caterpillar kind of things. So, you know, Merry Christmas. That was the thing growing up. You always get these missionaries that would come to, at least we did. Mm-hmm. We'd get missionaries that would come all year, and they'd be from different places. But we'd always get the people that would be from somewhere in South America, and they'd always have these like smoked caterpillars that they actually like charred these caterpillars. And that was always the thing. They'd always bring one. And then which one of the church kids is going to eat it?
Yeah. So kids, which one of you would eat it? Still trying to address
it. I know. Our
children in the audience.
Look, they just want to open the gifts, man. They just want to open the gifts.
Well, let's see. This will come out today, today or tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah. See, just in time for Christmas.
Just in time for Christmas. I was thinking offhand that it might come out the day after Christmas, but no.
Yes. The last one I have is actually, oh, here you go, Italy. So this
homeland.
Is the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Interesting.
So this is, although it's interesting because it's tied with the Roman Catholic calendar. So I'm not sure, but it's from Southern Italy. Where's your family from?
Southern Italy. Oh, not Sicily, but Southern Italy.
But this is just fish.
Fish. Just fish. So it's like kind of boring. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like good old fish heads.
Or it's not like, you know, salted.
Oh, yeah. Pickled herring.
Pickled stuff. Something.
Well, is it Iceland where they have that fish that is like rotten? Where I think it's rotten fish and you eat that. That's in several places in the world, I know, but I've seen it. I think it's in Iceland where they have this special delicacy.
Rotten just doesn't sound delicate to me.
No,
rotten
every time
smells bad.
I've seen different shows, like travel shows, where they've gone there and you know, they want the traditional food, right? So then they eat it. Everybody that eats it does not like it. So I just don't think
you probably have to build up an immunity to it or something.
Yeah. But
so
I mean,
what about American dishes that are like traditional that you are like, why
that
are they traditional?
Well, you know my wide range of palate.
Well, maybe that's why it's good to start with you.
I don't understand why people eat cranberries.
Cranberry sauce.
Yeah. I just don't. It's really tart and.
Do you know it can be made sweet though?
Yeah. But you know, why bother?
Because you can make what we make.
What do you make?
We make bourbon cranberry sauce.
Catching an alcohol theme with you, actually.
Because the alcohol gets burned off. It's the flavors. But no, Sarah makes a really nice, she made cranberry sauce for years. And we're trying to do something to spice it up and change it a little bit. And the bourbon adds, or rye, rye bourbon, adds a bit of spiciness to it. And then you just add so much sugar in it that it sweetens it. Yeah. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so we don't do the canned one, right? You know, where you open the can, you plop it out. We did that as kids. That was
and you slice it.
Yeah, you slice it. Yeah, and you just, we did. That was a part of my Christmases with my grandmother. Those things were always there.
That's what we always had.
Yeah,
was that? I mean, I never had it.
You never had it.
It was
of course
at her table.
Not.
It was at her table.
But it always looked like something I just would want to pick up and throw. Yeah. And it looked like a giant gummy. Yeah, it well, doesn't it, right? Jiggles and wiggles and such. But anything else that you didn't?
Well, yeah. See, there is this.
There's
thing.
Multiple so, things probably
so I will
for
say,
you.
Well, there are. But so now, of course, we had that the canned stuff.
Yeah.
You know that. But Melody's family, they made it. They actually made
it. That's what we do.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So, so I think my Melody was at her house maybe way back when we were just dating, and she just couldn't believe that we wouldn't be making cranberry sauce.
I can imagine her beside herself. Just
yes, yes, and she stormed out, and I had to drag her back in. And but her family has this thing. Now don't tell anybody. Okay.
My lips are sealed.
Tell anybody. But they make this. I mean, it's this like it's a Chex mix. So you got Chex,
okay,
cereal, mm-hmm, and pretzels, and then also like a sweet cereal, like Life cereal,
okay,
or
so you get the sweet and salty together.
Sweet and salty together, and they put some sort of spice on it, and they bake it.
Oh,
okay, and so but they make a ton of it, and so they put it in a giant garbage bag, and then it sits on. And it sits on the table, and then you know you open the bag and you put your bowl in, you pull some out, and it just you know it just lasts for a couple of weeks or you know or during the Christmas time, and then when it's out, they just make more. And so I'm.
This is why we don't have video.
But here's the
like
thing:
my facial expressions
here's
right
the
now.
Thing. you know, it's if you just eat it, it's good. I like it. It's actually a little too sweet, but. But that's fine. It's still good. It's still good. And so here I am at Christmas time. We know it's Christmas when we're eating out of a garbage bag.
I'm just wondering, does it ever like get to the point where it takes on the flavor of plastic?
Or I've never tasted it.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I mean, it probably is shocking that I actually eat this.
Yes, it is.
But I do.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Remember, no one's listening, Rob.
No, I do like it. I do. Yeah, well, that's why I eat it, because I like it.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is, but every time I open the garbage bag to pull some out, I'm thinking, this is just wrong. But I do it anyway. But it's Christmas. See, that's coming back to things. Why do I do it? Why am I eating something out of a garbage bag?
Because it's Christmas. Yep. Do you like do it like Halloween and Bob for apples with it? Do you put your head in and grab some and then pull your head out?
No.
Okay. That would be unsanitary.
That would, yes.
Like bobbing for apples. Oh, wow. We don't have anything like that. To our shame, we have nothing at all like that. We're very, very traditional. The one traditional thing we don't have is dressing. We don't. Or stuffing, I should say. Stuffing. We don't do the stuffing. That's just not been a part of our repertoire.
Growing up, it was actually my grandma's husband, so he was Uncle Ed to us, and he always loved to eat the turkey neck.
Oh,
whenever we got a turkey, we saved the neck and we cooked it, and he ate the neck.
We cook the turkey neck too.
Okay,
we cook all of the innards.
Yeah,
and I make a gravy out of it.
Ugh.
So when. Ugh. When I do, when
excuse me,
when
I need
we do turkey,
step aside for a minute.
When I do, I make a nice. So I put them into a pot of water, an onion and celery and carrot,
heart, a little bit of liver,
a heart, liver, neck,
kidneys. Yeah, sure.
Everything that's inside the little packet that's been put inside the turkey.
The awful,
I put in there, and it makes for a really nice. I can't even think of the word right now. The stuff that begins soup. Goodness gracious. Anyway.
Stock.
Stock. Thank you. Well, it makes a nice stock. Okay. And that's the starter for my gravy. And then I take some, you know, stuff after the turkey's done, the stuff, the drippings, and put some of that in. But then you make a roux and you thicken it all up and make a nice. But I take all those out and I cut them up and I cut pieces of them up. Take stuff off of the neck, cut it all up. And put it into the actual gravy itself. So when you take the gravy or eat the gravy, there'll be it'd be slight little pieces in there of different things. And that grosses you out, but
it's very much so.
Our family loves it. I mean, it's a hearty gravy. And I also put some bourbon in that, and wine, but cook it out. And recently, now you would love this, Rob. Recently, we have started adding cooked mushrooms.
I'd rather have the heart.
So all of that gets put in, and it is a very rich, delicious gravy that we then have nice popping hot, put that over the turkey. So
you can only get away with that at Christmas.
You're right.
Because this was March.
Yes.
And you said, here, would you like some bird innard soup? People would say, no, that's disgusting. Who are you, Jeffrey Dahmer? But it's Christmas, so we eat that kind of stuff.
Bird inner soup, Rob.
Am I wrong?
A little bit. I don't know. Because it's gravy, it's not soup.
Oh, I'm sorry, bird inner gravy.
There you
that's
go.
So much better.
Because, you know, bone broth is good for you, Rob. And so do you like eating soup?
Yes.
Well, those made soup from stock, which is bone broth usually.
Not often. Not the soup I eat.
No?
No, mine's made by Campbell's.
I'm so sad for you sometimes, Rob. I'm just so sad for you sometimes.
Lots of people are.
It's okay. Oh, no. Fall wintertime is our season of making stock. And so we, you know, anytime we have a turkey or a chicken, it goes into a pot, veggies, all that kind of stuff, and then you make stock out of it. And then we have soup later with it. Right. So it's all good stuff. It's you know, keeps us healthy.
I like good hearty soup.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this like just regular chicken noodle with that really thin broth.
No.
I like hearty.
I agree. I'm with you on that. That's why I make hearty gravy. But I guess as you're saying, but we only do it at Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Right, because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas. So you can do this thing. Yes. Mm-hmm. Other than that, the big thing for us is mashed potatoes. We love mashed potatoes.
Okay.
And garlic mashed potatoes. They're made with garlic and butter and milk. The creamy, thick, creamy, yummy.
Okay.
And salt, of course.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Potatoes. Although Melody's family eat sweet potatoes.
Yes.
And I'm not.
You're not a sweet potato fan?
Too sweet.
Yeah. I do really like sweet potatoes. And a very good friend of mine, he introduced me to sweet potatoes as a dessert. So it's like sweet potatoes
potato pie.
It's not a pie, but I mean, maybe it's a similar thing, right, but it could be. It's like a casserole, and then you put like brown sugar on top of it, and you put pecans on it and other stuff, and then you bake it, and that just...
Do you add treacle to it?
I have no idea what treacle is, so I cannot answer that question.
Did you read Alice in Wonderland?
I've read parts of it, but I must have missed the treacle.
You've never read all of Alice in Wonderland?
I've not.
That ends the broadcast.
That's all, folks. my daughters have. I can tell you that.
Okay. Well, ask them about treacle.
Okay.
Yeah. Christy will know. Well, actually, Katarina, she's pretty good with that, too.
Yeah, she might know. Yeah. So what? Anything else about what's going on at Christmas time? Are things you do at Christmas time that you don't do any other time of the year? Cut trees down, put them up in your house?
Because
it's Christmas.
I don't know. That's right. Well, that is true. Right. Why do you have a tree in your house? A dead tree in your house.
Because it's Christmas.
That's right. That's a good point.
That should be the name of the show. Because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas.
Why do you eat that? Because it's Christmas.
That's right.
Why do you wrap up gifts and put them under a tree?
So what we need now is we need to do some sort of like 30-year experiment where you have a couple that's getting married right now.
Yeah.
And then they start having kids and they can just introduce all these interesting, weird traditions. And see, like, you know, why? Well, because it's Christmas.
Because it's Christmas.
And then, you know, we can write some sort of dissertation on it about what.
Go for it, Rob.
This is good. I need some.
30-year sociology project.
I need funding for this.
On Because It's Christmas.
I need funding. Do you have an elf on the shelf?
No.
Okay. I did not realize. I mean, we don't have kids, so we don't have elf on shelf. But it's also something that's really become popular in the last few years.
Because it's Christmas thing.
But I did just learn a couple of things I learned this week is one, You can buy pets for your elf.
Oh.
And so the elf also has pets. And I did not realize this. See, I thought there would be one elf on the shelf, but no. Apparently, now the thing is to buy all your kids their own elves. So they each have their own elf that watches them.
So now the elves are legion.
Yes, they are.
They're little demons.
And they have and they have their own, like
careful elves. Of those elves, kids. Yeah. They're watching.
They are watching. Yeah. Why would you tell your children that there's magical elves watching them? Because it's Christmas.
Let's see. What every time Christmas year, we bring out the Lego Winter Villages sets.
Oh, nice.
So on your way out, you can see it if you can make it past Tippy. So those were gifts that were given to my son over the years. Okay. Every year he'd get one of the new Lego Winter Village.
Uh-huh.
And set up annually. We have to move all the books off of two bookshelves. Mm-hmm. Why are you moving books off a bookshelf? Perfectly good books, because it's Christmas. Yeah. And he sets them back up. Usually he keeps them set up all year round, you know, like built, stored away. And then he can just take them out and, like, you know, fix the little pieces that fell off. And he sets them up differently with, you know, there's someone putting a light on a tree. There's different rooms.
That's fun. And that's actually, you know, we talk about, we joke around about stuff and everything. And I mean, Christmas can be a time where we do things that we don't normally do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
Bring out those traditions. It becomes very nostalgic.
Absolutely.
And that's, you know, that's a.
I love it. I mean, we decorate differently. I mean, the house is upstairs. It's got red and green, and we have candles in different places than we normally have candles. I don't have lights on my house. I don't go that far. I guess I'm the Scrooge on the street in that regard. But that's primarily because we don't have electrical outlets in the front that work. So it's a very practical reasoning.
It's true. That's why God invented extension cords.
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
Shh.
That's what's missing.
Yeah. So let's see. Yeah, and you play music, like different music all the time.
Yeah.
Like the same music all the time.
That's true.
Why? Because it's Christmas.
That's true. Yeah, why would you listen to the same song?
Over and over again. Why do you pull out some guy who the only songs you know by him are from Christmas, like Bing Crosby? I mean, he had a much bigger career than singing Christmas music.
Right.
Same with Andy Williams. I mean, he had a much bigger career than that. Or, well, I'm sure there's others that I only know them for their Christmas music, but other people probably know them for other music. Yeah. But Nat King Cole, I know him for other stuff too. But he's got a great Christmas album. So
yes, he does.
Yeah,
yes, he does. Well, okay. I mean, this has been fun and all, because, you know, talking about Christmas, we do have fun with it. But if you forget, We opened the show talking about how the kids are waiting to open their gifts.
Oh, yes.
Until
our lovely listeners.
To our Christmas episode. Thousands, perhaps tens of thousands all across the country that are waiting to open their gifts. So I think maybe we should end it now.
All right. And remember, kids, don't forget to send in those emails to mail@reformforum.org. And again, everyone, thanks for taking the time to be a listener to Theology Simply Profound. We do so very much appreciate all of our listeners listening to us talk about various subjects all throughout the year, and closing out the year in these silly episodes on Christmas time. So thanks for taking the time to be with us on another episode of Theology Simply Profound. And you can find us, of course, at reformforum.org, and you can find out more about the congregation that Rob and I serve at westminsteropc.org. As well, you can go to chicagoreform.org to find out about all of the other congregations of the OPC within the Chicagoland area. Rob, any idea what we're talking about next time?
Well, next time, which will probably be in a couple weeks.
Yeah, probably in the new year.
We will talk about justification.
All right. Well, thanks again for taking the time to be with us on another episode of Theology Simply Profound. Until next time.